destroying the media lies, and dismantling the narratives, one story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show Quick Rant. Follow on Twitter, twitter.com/rantsoutloud. Read the blog at adriansladeshow.com, and get the free Adrian Slade Show Roku channel in the streaming store.
Al-Qaeda has returned. That's right, Al-Qaeda's getting the band back together. Yeah, Al-Qaeda. Remember, we actually thought in the fight over in Syria that it was a good idea that we back Al-Qaeda or Al-Nusra. You know, even though they attacked the World Trade Center, no biggie. We'll keep them busy over there so that they don't mess with us over here. And while ISIS is losing ground in Syria, never mind the male Muslim march of 2015, where they just dispersed themselves all throughout Europe. And then we get incidences like what happened in Brussels, where a guy wakes up one day sharpening his Ginsu. This is the way the media reports it. They say an attacker attacked people with a knife, and he said, "God is good," in Arabic. You know, as if he just woke up one day, sharpened up his Ginsu, walked out onto the street and said, "I want to tell you about my God. Let me tell you how great my God is. My God's so good. My God is good." And then just started, you know, decapitating people. Because that's the type of religion you want to back. You want to back a religion that murders people. You want to back a religion that calls you to, well, you know, we're not going to worry about God's judgment on people. We're going to get you to go out there and do it yourself. You know, why don't you carry the load for God? Take your knife and start killing some of those non-believers. You know, I mean, to heck with standing on the side of a, you know, the side of an intersection, standing on a soapbox, screaming out your gospel, you just knife them because they're not going to listen anyways. But while all of that is happening, and ISIS is diminishing, and, you know, Al-Qaeda has now reemerged, a smarter Al-Qaeda, a more, you know, fortified Al-Qaeda, thanks to America. Isn't that great? Business Insider had this to say about it. On the campaign trail in the fall of 2012, Barack Obama trundled up to the podium and declared that Al-Qaeda had been decimated. The following day, he pronounced that the terrorist group was on the path to defeat. Oh yeah, I remember that. Even at the time, those statements smacked of hubris. But now we know they're also dead wrong. During Obama's presidency, Al-Qaeda began a resurgence that has left it with arguably more power than it had since America invaded Afghanistan in 2001. The group has accomplished this by eschewing gory attacks in favor of empowering its affiliates and building relations with local communities, all while maintaining its determination to attack the West. With the Islamic State fading, Al-Qaeda now stands as the heir to the ISIS jihadist ideology. Yet it's also shrewder and better prepared than its hyper-violent brethren ever were. Let's start in Afghanistan. Subject of a recent speech by Donald Trump, who promised that victory there will mean obliterating ISIS and crushing Al-Qaeda. It is the latter that will occupy most of his attention. The familiar old alliance between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban has reappeared, and its forces have either seized or contested 40% of the country. That is an astounding and astonishing rebuke to the past president. After 16 years of war, more than $800 billion in funding, Afghanistan is still threatened by Taliban rule. Matters have been made worse by neighboring Pakistan, which I told you need to watch out for Pakistan, by the way, which the Taliban is also working to destabilize, turning this into a cross-border conflict. In Yemen, a long and bombing campaign by an Arab coalition led by Saudi Arabia has left people starving and beleaguered, and Al-Qaeda has stepped in to provide protection and stability. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, regarded by experts as the franchise most determined to attack the United States homeland, has emerged arguably as the biggest winners of the failed political transition and civil war that followed, according to the International Crisis Group. Yemeni suffering and the power vacuum ripped open by the conflict and the Saudis' predictability and kid gloves approach to the Sunni terrorist have elevated this struggling jihad club that was there 5 years ago to an actual major political player today. But perhaps Nowhere are Al-Qaeda's gains more alarming than in Syria. I'm telling you, take a moment to go back to my Syria series. I have two shows, part one, part two, on the podcast, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, Spreaker, TuneIn app, and you'll get an understanding as to what's going on and how we thought we were back in the rebels, and the rebels are actually basically Al-Qaeda, even those providing the relief efforts, the white helmets. Yeah, so is it really a stretch to think that if the white helmets, which are basically al-Nusra and Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda wing of Syria is going in and rescuing people and then killing them later, is it really a stretch to think that they wouldn't go out and provide aid to those in Yemen to gain their trust? Anyways, back to the article. The Qaeda franchise there is neither Al-Qaeda nor it's a franchise. It goes by Tahrir al-Sham after the Al-Qaeda affiliate Jabhat al-Nusra severed ties from its parent group and merged with several other extremist militias. But it has continued Al-Qaeda's double act of solidifying support in local communities by establishing relief departments, for example, and running food convoys, while gradually supplementing and implementing Sharia in that region. Al-Nusra has been a long, powerful, and best-equipped faction of the Syrian rebellion. In July, it won control of the key city of Idlib. It's a sobering reality. The enemy that attacked us on September 11, 2001 is rapidly regaining strength. The problem is not that we have overstepped by attacking Al-Qaeda. It is that we have allowed ourselves to become sidetracked by diversions like Iraq's Saddam Hussein, Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, each of whose country became a haven for terrorists after we deposed them. Likewise, in Yemen, we've backed the Saudi-led campaign against the Houthi rebels, only for Al-Qaeda to end up the beneficiary, while in Syria, our opposition to President Bashar al-Assad has helped embolden al-Nusra. And in Afghanistan, we've been focused on other threats too. America's allies are not shouldering their share of this burden. One nation in particular has shrieked and carried its load, a country whose malign involvement lurks as a common denominator under every one of those aforementioned countries. That would be Saudi Arabia. The royals in Riyadh have funded extremist schools and mosques in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and Sony donors are bankrolling the Taliban to this day. Saudi Arabia's blundering airstrikes have triggered Al-Qaeda backlash in Yemen. And for years, the Saudis have recklessly armed the jihadist factions of the Syrian rebellion. They've done all this while cunningly nurturing an alliance with the United States. President Trump can call Riyadh tomorrow and demand corrective action, but instead, he spends his first Middle East trip touching its weird orb while taking his eye off the Al-Qaeda ball. It is a mistake he needs to correct if he's serious about stamping out terrorism. And yeah, we have been helping Saudi Arabia. I mean, Hillary Clinton sold airplanes, which she got a nice little kickback for her global initiative. She sold those fighter jets to Saudi Arabia so Saudi Arabia could attack the Houthis. And remember who the Houthis are. They are Iran. That's right. The same country, Iran, that allows itself to be a conduit for Al-Qaeda, to run Al-Qaeda members through Iran under a special agreement, which pissed ISIS off to where they attacked Iran, to allow them to go into Syria and do their dirty work, to allow them to fight in Yemen. And now that's what basically the proxy war that we're fighting, Iran versus Saudi Arabia in Yemen. Well, it sounds like a similar proxy war that we got going on in Syria, too. But we have to take a look at the fact that we're coming up on the anniversary of September 11th, 2001. And when we come upon that, what are we doing to tackle Al-Qaeda? Nothing. In fact, we've emboldened them. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe at patreon.com/Adrian Slade Show. Support the show. It's only $2 a month, and you'll get more of these exclusive quick rants. You can also listen to us on Talk America Radio, the Liberty Channel, on Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the morning, 10 p.m. the replay in the evening. We also get played on Talk America Radio, the Justice Channel, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the evening on Saturday, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the morning on Sunday mornings. Thanks for tuning in. The solutions have-